discussing the budget there, and the government is preparing the way for tough and unpopular spending cuts when the budget is delivered a month from now. And speculation is swirling throughout the medical research community that $400 million is about to be slashed over the forward estimates, a figure that hasn't yet been denied by the government. Scientists, doctors and patients will hold nationwide rallies today to send a message to Canberra that cutbacks like this would cost jobs and jeopardise potentially life-saving research work. Professor Doug Hilton is the driving force behind the protests. He's also the director of one of Australia's leading medical research organisations, the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Melbourne. Doug Hilton, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
Professor Hilton, $400 million over 3 years or 4 years. Can you put that in context for us? How big a chunk of research funding is that?
Look, that's about, for each year, about 20% of the total budget, but perhaps even more worryingly, it's a much larger chunk of new investments in medical research because, as your listeners would understand, much of that budget is committed in previous years to worthy projects.
So if this sort of money is cut, let's talk about it. If it's $400 million, that could be $100 million a year. What would that mean in terms of projects already on the drawing board?
Look, it would mean that the chances of getting funding would be reduced from even the slim chances that investigators have now. So at the moment, one in five grants is funded by the National Health and Medical Research Council. So if we move to a situation where that level is one in 10 or one in 12, as occurred in the US a few years ago, I think people in the sector will opt out, either by leaving the sector entirely or moving overseas.
Now, the government seems to have implied, whether this is public on the record comment or off the record comment, it's credited the health minister anyway, Nicholas Roxon, is of the view that the research community has had 10 good years. Is that your view, that you haven't had a funding cut for that long? I mean, everyone's going to feel some pain.
Yeah, look, I think that's a complete misunderstanding of the sector and of the community's expectations. 10 or 12 years ago, the sector was a little bit like sport was after the Montreal Olympics. And I think you can remember back then we won a silver medal and a bronze medal and everybody looked at each other and realised we were in a pretty parlous state. Mm. So 10 or 12 years medical research was like that. I think over the last decade we've seen improvements in funding that have allowed us to become competitive. It's allowed us to bring the discoveries that we make in the lab to patients much more quickly, and that's exactly what the community wants. So to paint the picture as somehow medical research is living high on the hog, ready for cuts and ripe for cuts, is just a complete misreading of the sector.
I doubt that anyone's suggesting that the medical researchers are living high on the hog. The point is that as we, in the wake of the global financial crisis and all that's flowed from that, people will have to, departments and sectors will have to face cuts. Is there any cuts you could manage without curtailing research projects that you can highlight, I suppose, as essential?
So from the National Health and Medical Research Council point of view, absolutely there is no room for cuts. Even at the moment, the chances of getting a project funded are slim. You have to put in five grants to get one funded. So in NHMRC, from the NHMRC budget, no, there's no room to make cuts. So if the government thinks by raising $400 million as a number, somehow there'll be a great round of applause when they cut $100 million, they're really sadly mistaken. I think there are other areas where efficiencies can be gained, but they're in areas that are not funded by the National Health and Medical Research Council.
What areas would they be?
Look, I think there's small institutions around the country that could merge together or share human resources. So it's more indirect cost issues. So there's no doubt in every sector there's an opportunity to make efficiency gains, but again I say National Health Medical Research Council is not the area for that.
There was a period some years ago under the Howard government when there was real concern about brain drain, it was called, some of our best scientific minds going overseas because research dollars weren't there. Your colleague, Professor John Shine, who won the Prime Minister's Science Prize last year, says Australian research has enormous momentum at present. We are right up there with the very best in the world. Did the funding put in some years ago, did it stop the brain drain?
Yeah, absolutely stopped the brain drain, and in fact we have a brain gain. So there are some wonderful, wonderful centres of medical research in Australia that really act as a magnet for talented individuals overseas, but also act as a beacon for kids coming through high school and going into university that want to do something that makes a difference in the community. So what we've seen is both a real increase in interest from people overseas wanting to work with us, but also some fantastically creative young people coming to join us in the labs. That's really inspiring.
And Professor, just a minute to the news briefly. I mean, to try and personalise this for people, make it real for people, to try and garner some support, can you give us an example of a research project which might not happen, might be abandoned if these cuts go ahead?
I can give you a really good example. We're in the middle of testing a series of new pharmaceuticals in leukemia and lymphoma, and they look fantastically positive in the trials. We'd like to extend that to cancers that are very badly treated, diseases like lung cancer and ovarian cancer, and that's the sort of medical research that's at risk.
All right, Doug Hilton, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Professor Doug Hilton is director of the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne, and those rallies today in Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide and Sydney, and later in the month in Brisbane and Perth, trying to fend off what they're hearing on the grapevine is a proposed $400 million cut in next month's budget.